League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, it's 8:58 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Thanks to Frank Caliendo, April 5th and 6th. He's going to be here. Get on over there. Our headlines today... The University of Houston getting ready to play tomorrow in the NCAA tournament. A 1 o'clock game. And they're in the... Okay, so the first four are at 11, right? The Cougs are in the second four at 1 o'clock. And taking on SIU Edwardsville. And 29-point favorites. 29-point favorites. Juwan Roberts going to play... I think this is Kelvin's best chance. His best chance. And the reason is he doesn't, I think, you know, you talked about it earlier, Lance. You know, you don't have that go-to guy. I like that better. But did you see Milos the other day against Arizona? He was
great.
Unbelievable. He was unbelievable. He was great. LJ Cryer has carried this team. Kelvin called him the MVP of this team, and that's hard for him to do because he's got Juwan Roberts, who he loves. He's been with him for 24 years now. Juwan has been on the team, and Juwan will carry the team when he has to. He puts the team on his back, though. He's got Emmanuel Sharp, who's shooting better. His back looks like he's close to back to the early season form that had him one of the best three-point shooters and one of the best free-throw shooters in all of college basketball. And you got JoJo Tugler, who's the defensive player of the year. I mean, and I love the way Malik Wilson plays too. I'm telling you, I really believe that this team has its best shot. And it starts tomorrow against SIU Edwardsville. Like, very excited. Get your bracket in ESPN975.com. Brought to you by the Golden Nugget. Get your bracket in. Let's go. Try to beat us. I'm going to fill out my bracket today. And get it in, and I'm telling you.
Why don't you not try to win free stuff?
Free stuff. Doesn't cost you a dime.
Just go to ESPN975.com. You can just click on the basketball link on the right-hand side. Then it says register here. Bing, bang, boom. Put your picks in, and you're done.
Yeah.
It's that simple.
Lance McCullers pitched yesterday.
13 pitches, 7 strikes, 6 balls. Hit a batter
and
got out of the end. He got 3 outs with 13 pitches.
He got 3 outs with 13 pitches.
That's pretty good for
him. I think the first guy was first pitch hit and ground out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
it looked like there was some movement on the ball. Like, he looked real. Like, I knew he pitched, but then when you see the video of him pitching, it just hits different. Like, oh my God, that's Lance pitching.
Yeah.
That's him, like,
that's
really,
him really pitching. That's him really pitching. Yeah, like, and you know right away.
I recognize this delivery. I recognize this windup, everything about it. It's like, oh, my God, this is real. Lance McCullers may pitch this year.
Yeah.
And somebody said, the girl from the Quinn Howerton from the Chronicle, Chandler Rome said, Lance McCullers is pitching today. And she goes, wait a minute, the coffee salesman, Lance McCullers? No, before he was a coffee salesman, Gwen, I know you do culture writing for the Chronicle. Before he was a coffee salesman, he actually won 2 World Series. He was a pitcher in the Major League Baseball World Series.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. in 17 and 22. He won World Series.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
He threw once through 27 straight
curveballs. The coffee guy actually
once
won World Series.
Once through 27 straight curveballs, or was it 22?
It was 27.
It was 27, right? Yeah.
27 straight missed threes by the Rockets against Golden State.
Hey, Siri.
I think it was 27
as
well.
How many straight curveballs did Lance McCullers throw against the New York Yankees?
The coffee salesman?
If she says the coffee salesman.
Here are matches for 24.
See, she's stupid.
Well, I think it's 20. Isn't it 24?
This is one of the stupidest people. My Siri is the dumbest Siri. Everyone else apparently can do anything with their Siris. My Siri is absolutely the stupidest Siri on the planet, and it makes me mad because I can't get anything out of this dummy. I ask questions, and it's nothing. I can't show you that. You're driving. Just show it to me.
Siri answered with a number and asked and expected you to read into
How
it.
How hard is this?
24. He threw 24 straight curveballs.
Was it 24?
Yeah. So Siri was like, hey, I'm going to give you a puzzle.
She did say 24.
Give you a puzzle and see if you can figure it out.
Then why did she?
Here are matches for 24 because it was 24 straight curveballs.
Oh.
You want to apologize?
Yeah, now you
should. You want to apologize?
Hey, Siri.
Yeah. Old punk-ass Lance. Siri just punked you.
Hey, Siri.
Now, she's not answering you after you
now she's
talk
not talking
trash.
To you. I can't blame her. That's right. She's just like your wife.
Hey, Siri. I just wanted to apologize to you.
Yeah, I bet. Here, matches for 24.
Okay.
She expected you to kind of figure it out. She didn't want to just... She led you to water. She didn't want to force you to drink, too.
I know. 24. Here's an example. Here's Google site. Here's link matches for 24. Like, the TV show? What are we doing?
No. She's laying it out for you.
Yeah,
figure it out.
Did. That's on me. I got to do better. John.
Called her a bad word.
You did call her a bad
word.
I did.
I was mad at her because she's usually stupid. And she won't show me things.
Wow.
She won't show me things in the car.
Lance, what did you call Siri?
Bitch.
I thought she was stupid. I said it soft, though. Yeah, if you say it soft,
you
it doesn't
bitch.
Count.
Wow.
Yeah, I said it softer.
That was Lance.
I did kind of say
like Stephen
that.
Stephen A.
Hey, Siri,
you
I'll
bitch.
Ask Siri
Lance
to
Stephen
show me
A.
Something.
What's the difference?
I asked her to show me something, and she's always, I can't show you that where you're driving.
And then
like,
you
where's the stop sign?
And then you respond
fine.
With?
Bitch!
Just quiet.
Wow.
Turn her off. We have three of those.
I don't apologize.
Now you
can't
take
say
it back?
Anything anymore.
You're taking it back.
Hey, hey Siri.
Bye, bitch. You bitch. Bitch.
Wow. Don't,
we've got three of them.
This is we're at the top of the hour.
It's 9 o'clock. It's 9 o'clock.
Wow. Let's break and catch up on breaks here.
No, we combine. We're fine.
Oh, we did?
For once.
Good?
Yes. We can go to like 9:13.
Oh, okay. Did he do his that? I can't.
I moved it. I told you. I walked in there and told you. I moved it.
Oh, no one was listening to you.
Surprised.
Yeah.
I'm surprised by that.
Well, it still says 8:57 here.
Well, it's been moved. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
It's
well, you didn't move it on.
Well,
I
walked in there and told
you.
You
guys will be fine.
I combined and I moved it.
I put in at Marcus Morris. Apparently, he ripped.
Oh.
Ripped
well, it's like
Daryl
5 minutes long.
Pull up. Before we get to Marcus Morris, pull up Cam Hayward.
You guys want to battle out? Which one am I pulling up first?
Cam Hayward. Go ahead.
Cam Hayward, because I mentioned it earlier. You know, Aaron Rodgers' little drama is really on people's nerves. He's turning into Brett Favre. Like, he literally wants to go play. He's played with the Jets and wants to go play with the Vikings.
Well, he's not. The Vikings put it out there.
I know, but he's been Green Bay. He's been the Jets, and he wants to go to the Vikings and play at the Vikings. The Vikings don't want him.
They
want to play J.J. McCarthy.
They reported
that they're going to go with
McCarthy. I want to get my guy in. We got to start winning games now with J.J. McCarthy. We got to teach him how to play. And he's basically copying Brett Favre. They drafted a quarterback behind him just like Brett Favre. He goes to the Jets, Brett Favre. He wants to go to the Vikings like Brett Favre. He's constantly holding out and trying to be mysterious and not – I mean, Favre was let. Honestly, we got upset with Favre because it was really more about ESPN, wasn't it, John? That ESPN was always on Favre watch all the time.
Yeah.
It was less about Brett
Made
Favre.
Made us sick of him.
Yeah, it was less about Brett Favre than it was about ESPN. Aaron Rodgers does it himself. Aaron Rodgers is a mega diva. And you can tell Cam Hayward is starting to get, you know, the talk has been, is Aaron Rodgers going to go to the Pittsburgh Steelers? Well, Cam Hayward was on a podcast yesterday, maybe his own, and the subject of Aaron Rodgers came up, and you can see he's not going to do this Aaron Rodgers stuff.
I want to play football. I'm tired of talking about the quarterback situation. I'd rather have it done. I don't know what ends up happening. I don't know, man. Like, this is I'm ready to move on in the free agency. There's too much going on.
So if they called you and were like, we need you to follow him into the darkness for a couple days. He says if you come down there with him, he's signing. Are you going to be off the grid for a little bit, go to the darkness and try to get this guy? We need you. You're our best recruiter. I'm about to get to Darius Slay, and it sounds like you recruited him too. So we need you to start recruiting. Get that NIL bag out like you did at Ohio State.
I ain't doing that darkness retreat. I don't need any of that crap. Like, either you want to be a Pittsburgh Steeler or you don't. That's simple. That's the pitch. Like, if you want me to recruit, that's the recruiting pitch. You know, Pittsburgh Steelers, if you want to be part of it, so be it. If you don't, no skin on my back.
Thank you. Just come or don't. Yeah. Well, this drama that's around Rodgers. How many linemen on either side of the ball are about that? I mean, honestly.
See, and Rodgers would blame you guys for this. He'd be like, I haven't said a word. What do you mean drama? I haven't said a damn thing. Why are you blaming me for drama? I'm not talking right now. He would point to you guys and everyone else. Turn your mic on. You've had your mic on several times in this show. It's still off. Turn your mic on.
Is that fair?
You did it again. During the Caliendo.
I did?
Everybody was like, Lance's mic is off.
I did?
Yes.
Well,
yes.
Dell's got to fix that.
No, I got to fix it.
Pretty much.
Just turn your mic on or not turn it off.
You might be right about Aaron Rodgers. He probably would. Well, actually, he would say
that. He will tell you.
But is he right? Like, I feel like he is part of this drama.
We have not heard from him since.
Is it just us doing this?
What has he said since his final availability with the Jets? He has not said a word. Not been on Pat McAfee from what I remember.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
So he will tell everyone, I'm causing drama. What have I done?
Because you're such a diva that you won't go on some of these shows.
Just
to talk
go
about
on.
It.
Just go sign
on
with the
and
Steelers.
Start talking about
he
it.
Just go on.
Why won't he go on McAfee? What a diva!
Now it's a problem. He's not talking.
That's right.
Okay.
I haven't seen him on one podcast.
Exactly.
Diva.
Okay. So, honestly though, the two quarterbacks on the Steelers roster are Mason Rudolph and Skylar Thompson.
No, they've got. It's either going to be Russell Wilson. And Russell can't go anywhere until Aaron Rodgers.
They've shown they don't want. I mean, if I'm Russell, you're going to go, okay, I'll go back.
I don't know.
That's part of Russell's personality. Doesn't it seem like he'd be happy to come back if that's the best choice for him, even if they didn't want him at
first? They don't want him. They've proven that.
Well, if they offer him a contract, it's better than playing for the Giants.
Well, there is no option. I mean, the Steelers are stuck. It's either Rodgers or Jackson Dart. Or Russell Wilson. Those are your options. I think Shador, I don't know. He could be there. Daniel Jeremiah seems to think, I ask him, he has Shador at 3 to the Giants. And I know he's not been very high on him. And I said, did you just do that because you're afraid of dropping him? He goes, no. He said, I've heard from a couple places. The buzz is that the Giants are really, if they're going to go out, you know, here's the thing. Joe Shane and... They went after Aaron Rodgers, the Giants did, because they think he gives them the best chance to win. And the GM and the head coach are trying to save their jobs. And so the other way to potentially save your job is if you draft a quarterback and the quarterback plays reasonably well the first year, that can sometimes buy you another year. The quarterback gives you a chance to buy some time if he plays well, a rookie. Aaron Rodgers gives you a chance to win right now, at least on paper. But his thought is, he said, from what he hears, they may take that opportunity to say, look, let's just draft a quarterback, and if we can get 8 wins, if we can find a way to scrap 8 wins out of this, that may be enough for us to keep our job. So we'll see. So Shador could go there. Cam Ward's feeling like number one. Starting to feel more and more like that because the Titans 2 years ago. How about the Titans 2 years ago? Malik Willis, 3rd round. 3 years ago. Well, in 2022, 3 years ago. 2 years ago, Will Levis. Last year, no quarterback. This year, 1st round, Cam Ward. You will draft 3rd round pick, 2nd round pick, 1st round pick over 4 years on a quarterback.
You gotta get it right.
You gotta get it right at some point. But if you miss on this one, it'll be a run. The Titans will be on a run of incredible incompetence at the quarterback position.
So this has really been a week.
They need Davis Mills for a third.
This has really been a weak free agent offseason.
In what?
Well,
in
we
what
had trades.
Huh?
We had trades. Yeah, really, take
trades have been
place.
Bigger than free agency.
So ESPN, well, even regardless, trade or whatever it is, I don't really think it's been – we had some a lot of movement last year. We got one of the best moves of the offseason, everybody thought, was Stephon Diggs coming to the Texans. Well, that was a big move,
that was a
big name player. It was huge.
It was a trade.
Right. Best overall move from free agency week. Best overall move from free agency week. Here are different ESPN analysts talking about it. Bowen, the Rams signing wide receiver Davante Adams. That's pretty good. Fowler, the Bucs signing defensive end Hassan Reddick. You want to talk about a risky move, signing Hassan Reddick to anything, giving him money, a guy who sat out with the Jets. Maldonado, the Vikings signing defensive tackle Jonathan Allen. Moody, the Chargers signing running back Najee Harris. These are the best moves. The Bills signing edge rusher Joey Bosa.
Yeah, but I got to tell you, it wasn't a good, like,
it's
if
not,
you looked at free agency, it wasn't going to be an exciting
good.
Free agency.
No,
it wasn't
not a big
year.
It's not a big year. Solak, the Ravens re-signing offensive tackle Ronnie Stanley.
Wow.
Tannenbaum, the Patriots signing defensive tackle Milton Williams.
Yeah.
A 26 per year. That's one of the best signings? The Rams signing Adams. The Lions signing cornerback DJ Reed. And the Raiders trading for quarterback Geno Smith.
Well, but it speaks to the fact that you have to grow your own. Because free agency, you overpay for other people's stuff. You're paying retail prices and sometimes above market prices for the Milton Williams, that's way above market.
But the, way
but there's a Patriots,
but the Patriots have
a
bunch
Patriots
of money.
Tax.
They also have
they have a bunch of money, and
yeah, you have to pay more,
and you have to pay me more to go play over there.
That's so crazy.
I know.
The best organization of the century,
but it's really not.
Not
they
no.
won a lot, but they're not like they're cheap behind the scenes. They don't have a lot of money. No. They don't pay a lot of money. Their facilities are supposedly extremely average.
Supposedly,
NFL people tell you. I know you guys think you just think of Belichick and Brady, but once they're gone, it's like, this isn't that great.
What's the Texans' best move so far this offseason?
Well, I'm not going to say moving Tunsil because I like that move, but it's really for non.
Well, I think it's either C.J. Gardner-Johnson or Christian Kirk.
I would go Kirk.
Getting rid of Kenyon Green for Gardner Johnson? That's pretty good.
No, it's a great value. That guy's a starter,
yeah.
A potential starter. He's for sure going to be on the nickel packages. Well, I would think. I don't know how he fits in because I think he's – I mean, you have him and Bullock in there at the same time. You got some cover guys. Bullock and Stingley and Lassiter. You know, Petrie a little less so in terms of being a cover guy, but – I don't know how Chauncey Gardner-Johnson fits in, where they play him, but he's good enough to play. I think he's good enough to challenge Jimmy Ward, although Jimmy's a little bit more of an enforcer.
Jimmy won't be there.
I mean, it really, yeah. I mean, Jimmy's always hurt.
Yeah. Jimmy won't be there.
That's probably the best move. I know that, did you see that he badmouthed Taylor Swift? This is an old story. I didn't see it. That he badmouthed
he's got T-shirts.
He badmouthed Travis Kelce for leaving a thick girl. It said, that's what you get for leaving the thickness and going, basically, you went to Taylor Swift after, you know, that, despite the fact that he'd been with the other girl and he was over it. He was done with her. And so he made that comment. Well, the Swifties got mad. They bombarded his mom's restaurant with 1-star reviews. They, they did something else. The Swifties aren't very nice.
No.
They're not very nice people. Let the record reflect. I think she's a great person.
No, we love her.
I think Taylor Swift
love
is one of my favorite.
I love all her songs, every song.
Yep. I can't pick a
favorite
song. Which
is your favorite song?
They're all so good. I know that one
What's
called,
your favorite
I know
Taylor
that one
Swift?
Called,
I'm going to go
The one where
22.
She goes after an ex-boyfriend?
Oh, that one?
I don't like those. I like the one when she's having fun. I'm going to go with 22. It's my favorite.
22 is great.
Yes, 22. I love that song.
I like 23 better.
Well, that's not.
Shake 'em Off. I know that song.
That's not a song by her. I believe
there's
22.
Shake 'em Off is a real
song. 22. There's probably going to be 23. That's going to be my favorite. Think,
didn't she write the song when she was 22? So she's no longer 23. Yeah. So I don't think
and
she's
I went to the Taylor Swift concert in that movie theater.
You did?
Yeah, with Maddie, and I saw it. And
you told Maddie you were going to take her to Taylor Swift, and you took her to a movie.
Well, I told her that counts because, first of all, we didn't have to deal with parking problems. We were able to get our concessions easily. We didn't have to wait for her little uniform change, her little outfit change.
Is there a more disappointing father?
And we got it. What are you talking about?
I'm going to take you to Taylor Swift, and he took her to a movie.
We got closer to the action. You could see her face. And then, but I did fly her to Indianapolis so she could watch it live.
Oh, see.
So I kind of took her to Taylor Swift. I had to pay for the flights.
Okay, thank you.
I had to pay for the flights. And it was more than $100. It was more than the price of a theater ticket. I can promise you that.
Yep. Okay, she went to a concert. That's good.
Yeah, you tried to kill him as a father.
Yeah, went to. I made sure she went to it.
She
I'm the
far
one who
away,
got her
but she still went.
The ticket. Yeah, she got to sit in a suite.
Yeah, but that's far
she
away.
She got to go in a limo with a bunch of other girls her age. It's better than going with me.
That's still far away.
She went
away.
To Post Malone
I thought you
yesterday.
Should have got her front row center.
So she's gone to Air Supply, Taylor Swift, and yesterday she went to Post Malone.
Did she see Sam and Abigail at Post Malone?
I don't think she saw them. Uh-huh. I told her to look out for them. Okay. She doesn't know what they look like.
That's very difficult.
But I said
then.
One of them has curly black hair and the other one has like blondish hair.
Doesn't. Yeah.
She has
strawberry
like, blonde. It's a little blondish on the tips. It's blonde. Look for both of them.
Yeah.
So she may have
I'm sure you found it.
My wife.
Jean shorts and tattoos on one.
Yeah.
I don't know what Sam was going to do, but curly black hair.
There's no chance Sam has tattoos.
Curly black hair.
Yeah.
That's what
you're
looking
for. Just
curly
black hair. Look for a girl with curly black hair.
That's it. And
who used to be a volleyball star.
I want to give you guys some credit. You got into this segment at 8:59 and somehow are still late.
By a lot.
But we got in. That's terrible. But you know what is great is hoops. Pro Dunk hoops. ProDunk.com. Love that goal. Had that goal. All right. And when the kids are growing up, this is what you want, Dad. You want the best goal. My boy out in Mount Bellevue, he got himself one. You're driving down the street, you're going to know a Pro Dunk goal when you see it. I promise you. You are going to know a Pro Dunk goal when you see it because it's just the best goal. And not even arguable. If you're looking for the best way to get the kids outside and playing, raise and lower the goal with just a push of a button. Okay, no crank anymore. You just push the button. Back in the day, we had to crank it to raise and lower. That's how old I am. I grew up. Well, I didn't really grow up. I was old already when I bought it. But JT, they had to crank it. And you know what they did? They cranked it. And they went and they moved the goal up and down. And they love to dunk. And they love to play. And the kids love it. When your little kids are trying to play basketball, Dad, they ain't playing on a 10-foot goal. You need the Pro Dunk goal. The best goal in the history of goals. ProDunk.com. ProDunk.com. All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
You know what grills are, right?
Grills? Yeah. The teeth?
Yeah. So I showed my wife Post Malone for the first time, but I introduced her to him singing Smells Like Teen Spirit with Nirvana at the Saturday Night Live 50th year anniversary concert they had the night before. And it's not bad. Like, he's not bad. It's a hard song to sing. He plays guitar. It's a really hard song to sing. Because you're basically screaming at a very high pitch, at a high octave. And he's not bad. He does a pretty good job on it. And then I tried to show her White Iverson, and she was out. She's like, I don't know. But she did ask, what is that in his on his teeth? What is in his mouth? I said, those are grills. And then I realized she doesn't – it's not going to – she goes, what are grills? Well – so this isn't going to make a lot of sense to you, but sometimes people get like mouthpieces with maybe diamonds or gold or, yeah, I said, it's made right down the street at Johnny Dang's place. Mm-hmm. I said, we literally could walk to the home of grills. We could walk to the home of grills from where we live and Johnny Dang is right there. And I said, you know, that's what a grill is. I don't think I don't think she understood the purpose of wearing grills. And I guess I should have told her it's like earrings, but for the mouth.
Yeah.
You know, why do you wear something on your ear? Who cares? If you think about it, why are you wearing something on your ear?
You know, it's decoration. But
why can't you decorate your teeth?
Well, because you have to eat with them, too.
You don't have to. You can take it out. Football player Justin Jefferson plays with grills in his mouth during the game.
That's probably dangerous.
I think Tank Dell does, too.
That's probably dangerous.
Tank Dell does, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Does Tom Herman coach with his grill in?
Matt Jackson once got a grill from Paul Wall.
Did he?
They had Paul Wall on the show years ago, and he brought Matt Jackson a grill. So Matt Jackson had a grill. Tom Herman got a grill. He's a smart recruiting ploy.
Yeah.
I bet he doesn't wear it now.
Did Paul Wall wear his last night?
Well, where was he?
Can you see? Not Paul Wall. Did Post Malone wear it last night?
Oh, yeah. Post Malone always has it.
He always has it in?
Yeah.
He does?
I think always.
Let me ask you something, Lance. Your children, your boys have never worn a grill before, right?
No.
They don't have the money for it because they're too busy wrecking cars.
Right.
So the only opportunity for...
Yank that out of their college fund.
The only opportunity for a person to be in your home wearing a grill is if Mahdi brings a boy home with the grill.
No, that's not
it. I'm not saying it will happen, but you explain the grill to your wife.
Do you think it's...
How would you respond... If Mahdi, for whatever reason, she met someone at that performing arts school who had a grill in his mouth, and she brought him home.
We're hoping she gets into that school tomorrow.
If she gets in,
yeah.
How would you respond to a boy with the grill as the new boy?
God, I don't like being asked these questions.
That's why
she's homeschooled. I haven't had to deal with anything like this.
I know.
Now she's going to go off to the bad kids.
You don't have to be a bad kid. You can be very successful with the grill in your mouth.
But the public schools were like, John was a bad kid.
That's true.
At school.
I was in a Catholic school.
But you
were the worst kids.
Yeah, they're the worst.
Yeah.
Some of the worst.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I agree.
I don't think I won't love it.
Would you judge immediately?
I'd probably.
Without knowing
my daughter, absolutely I have to will. Judge.
Without knowing them?
I wouldn't judge until it's my daughter, and now I get very judgy. Yeah.
Your stance,
I don't care. Now, I do think there's a chance Mason wants to work at Trillburger when it opens up.
Okay.
Over off Westheimer. I could see Mason, if there's going to be a kid in my family who ever wears a grill, it's 100% going to be Mason. No question. It won't be snacks. He's jujitsu. Jujitsu guys don't wear grills. Mason, socks with slides. Basketball culture, I could see him.
Better chance. Someone in your home either wearing a grill could be someone that Mahdi brings home or Mason or cauliflower.
No, Mason more than Mahdi. No.
Or cauliflower ear for snacks. Which is more likely?
Oh, he's not competitive enough to get the cauliflower ear.
Okay.
I mean, he's already 16 and no wrestling in high school. That takes a lot of, do you know that people give themselves, like, that's a stolen valor. What do you call it? That's a clout. Do you know that for wrestlers and jujitsu guys that, you know, and that the cauliflower ear is clout, and they have people who actually will tape their ears.
Would you ever fight a dude with cauliflower ear?
No. The cauliflower is the scary. It's one of the great indicators of somebody not to mess with.
Yeah, because
people used to think it was tattoos. You know, you don't want to mess with a tattoo
anyone
guy.
Anyone get a tattoo.
It's really...
And not get it fixed because it's not. It doesn't have to be permanent, but they keep it because, as you said, a badge of honor.
No, there are people who basically it's stolen valor where they give themselves. They work to give themselves a cauliflower ear so they have that clout, and that's obviously
but
very
if I
looked
know,
down upon.
If I run into a guy who
can
has,
you fix a cauliflower?
I think
ear?
You can because it's. Just, I think you can do that, but they choose not to because, as you said, it's part of the deal. Like if you know a person who has it and doesn't get rid of it. Because of what it stands for, don't fight them. You should know better. Leave him alone.
Yeah, do not.
You
know, no.
If you ever see a cauliflower ear,
never.
He's going to get you down, and it's going to be terrible for you. You better hope the police are there.
Do not.
Because you can't, like, you're...
Nowadays, don't fight anybody, because everybody could be an MMA fighter.
Or a gun.
Or have a gun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gun or a chokehold.
Right.
Even little Snacks is now learning how to do heel. Like he got
he was going to choke hold his brother.
He hit a heel hook, an Umin Mari human Mari roll or something where you
human
jump,
Yura?
You roll.
OC? OC human Yura? Like what are you saying?
There's a roll where he got a roll. He got a roll in.
I didn't know.
It's named after OC human
Yura? I don't know who it's named after, but Snacks got that in. He got some other kind of Darce choke. He's always telling me he learns these moves, and then he tries to unleash him at Gracie Baja. Where
Snacks
he,
put on the Adewale Gumliye on someone.
He told me the other day, he goes, this has been a bad week for me. I said, what's happening? Because he's gone like every day. He goes, sometimes you just have these weeks where I just can't get any of my moves. It's been a bad week. So yesterday I told him. He got back.
Get a stray hand move where you separate somebody's teeth.
Yeah, that's what you got to do. And I said, are you embarrassing our family at jiu-jitsu again today? He goes, no, I did pretty good today.
Yeah.
Don't embarrass the family.
Don't embarrass them. Don't embarrass everybody.
Look at your ears. Look perfectly intact. Your ears look, you're not doing any work at all, Snacks. Your ears look regular.
No. You know what's not regular? Gulf Coast Windows. Great product, super service, dealing with Gulf Coast Windows. Listen, this is the place to go, and if you're somebody, here is a testimonial from somebody. Been dealing with Gulf Coast Windows for years, never been disappointed. Our home is more beautiful because of Gulf Coast Windows. Judy Jackson had that to say. So not only more beautiful, but safer, quieter, more economical because you're saving money because the air conditioning isn't escaping. The heat is not beating through your windows because double pane, double strength windows. I'm telling you, Gulf Coast Windows pay for themselves in the long run. Same with the doors. You want security. You want privacy. You want to save money. You do it all with Gulf Coast Windows and doors. I'm telling you, you're getting the best product in the market. If you want to upgrade, if it's loud outside, if it's loud inside from outside, if your bills are through the roof, man, change those windows. I'm telling you, Gulf Coast Windows is the way to go. Best window ever, ever, ever made. It is incredible. I'm not even joking. When you go see the showroom, it's like, wow, these are different. They're just different. 713-849-5454 or GulfCoastWindows.com. Tell Jim Fiume you heard it right here. All right. Welcome back here. Our final segment before News O' the Weird with you here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I've got to find some News O' the Weird stories. It's been bad lately. I mean, we haven't had many good stories, News O' the Weird stories lately. But if you want to get in a hurry, 713-780-3776.
See your boy hit one today. Otani?
Yeah.
Homer?
Just barely got out.
They had to go to the review.
Yeah, they had to go to review to see whether or not the fan had touched it over the fence or behind it. And he got the home run and the place went nuts. I don't think Rob Manfred is very smart, but putting the Dodgers and Cubs together in Japan is a brilliant move. With the Japanese players that those two teams have. Brilliant move.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't even imagine what that ticket was. Did you see that? Somebody said it was Rodney Peete, and it looked like Rodney Peete had a Dodgers jersey on. Max Muncy's playing third base, and he comes over for a pop foul that the fan, and I thought.
In Japan?
Yes.
Is it Rodney Peete?
His wife, Holly Robinson Peete, confirmed. She was apparently there with him, and she said, yeah, Rodney made that play.
I thought Rodney's glove was underneath Muncy's, and he didn't interfere with it. Max Muncy was none too pleased. He missed the ball, and Rodney Peete caught it right underneath where Maxie was. Maxie could have caught it if he would have caught it.
Yeah, Maxie was disgusted with something, either Rodney Peete
or just his own play. Yeah.
You can see Holly Robinson Peete, the actress, like leaning back. She's in her Dodger jersey. Oh, I think it's going to hit me. And Rodney casually just makes a play. Rodney Peete, still an athlete.
And Rodney looked at him like, bro,
I got this, bro. What you doing?
What?
I played in the NFL.
Should I?
Did he play baseball? Do we know?
I don't know that.
Oh, I think he did at USC.
Was he a two sports star at USC?
That does sound familiar. I think he may have. Because why would you go? Like, you're the Dodgers' number one fan.
He played it He played in high school. Did he play in?
No, yeah. Rodney Peete, 6 foot, 230 pounds.
Yeah, he played baseball.
It's got him in Baseball Reference, but he didn't play anywhere.
He played in college baseball. He looked and got drafted by the – he was drafted three different times.
30th round. USC. Yeah, 30th round by the Blue Jays in 84.
Oh, that was out of high school. He was drafted.
Oakland A's in Oakland A's in the 14th round.
He looked like a guy pretty,
who could play
13th by that round, playmate. Holy crap. Then 13th round.
But he lost
me. And then
the
28th round.
He lost me by bringing a glove to the game.
Did he need it?
He actually did need it.
I know. But he's one of those nerds.
I mean.
A football, a D1 college football playing nerd.
Do they have, where did you say he was third baseline?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do they have the netting?
They did have netting, yeah.
And I was about to say, those Rockets, I remember, it's so stupid. Everyone made such a big deal about the Nets. Like, you're not going to be able to see. You can't pay for a ticket because you can't even see. And when I'm at the games, I don't even, you don't even notice the net. Do you?
No.
I don't notice the net.
No. You can't, I mean.
And now I just think about, man, I remember when somebody would hit a rocket into the stands and they don't follow the ball. They just show the hitter. And then the hitter cringes because he knows that he's hit somebody with a line drive in the face or whatever. And the hitter, and anytime you see the hitter, go hands to the face. And then, who was it that was really, because he had hurt a kid. There was a hitter a few years back who hit a child with line drive, blasted him in the head. It was bad.
The girl at Minute Maid.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
But it wasn't an Astro.
It wasn't. No, it wasn't an Astro.
And somebody just barely could even continue. They started crying.
Yeah.
The hitter did.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was at Minute Maid?
It was Minute Maid. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. And that was scary. They carried her up, and I don't know how she's doing, but that was really, really scary. Yeah, the people overreacted as you, kind of like you with the NFL kickoff.
And then they've had to change everything again.
What did they change?
They're changing it again this year.
They haven't changed it as of yet.
Now they're making it more. They're not getting enough kickoff returns, and so they said now they're going
moving
to
it back five
to the third. No. They're saying now it goes to the 30 or 35. Is it 35?
For what, a touchback?
Oh, for a touchback?
Yeah. I think they're moving on to 35. That's so dumb.
Haven't done it. Have they done it yet? Or is that
they increased kickoffs.
They haven't done it yet.
But I think they still can, though.
They're looking at it. They haven't done anything
because
yet.
They didn't get as many kickoff returns. They got more kickoff returns.
They did. It increased, yeah.
It increased.
I know. But you thought it was...
I still think it's goofy.
I thought you lost. You college, almost...
It's dumb. When's why isn't college... So I guess college football players, they don't get brain injuries, right? They've never changed. The kickoff rules are the same. The onside kick is the same.
Yeah. They don't get... Totally in college, healthy. You don't get them.
Totally healthy.
College, you don't get them.
Yeah. College football's like, what are y'all doing?
Well, they
what
can...
What is this XFL crap
They can
you're
pretend
doing?
That it's about injuries.
That's America's football right there.
But this is about a play that... matters more because they've deemed the kickoff a play that people can...
Well, if it's an SEC, it always is going to matter.
I'm aware. Yes, we're aware. But they've deemed the kickoff not a play that people can walk away from and just come back for the first play of the next drive. They would like to not have a play in the middle of the game that is nothing. That's why they moved the field goal, the extra points back.
The kickoff is from the 35, right? It's 30 or 35.
I think it's a 35.
Yeah. You need to move that back about 10 yards because everyone's got a cannon for a right leg now. You need to basically just move it back and let the kickoff happen from way back there. You know, that would have been the move. You want to get a bunch of kickoff returns, move it back about 10 yards and let the starters start at, from 10 yards out. Have you ever watched how hard it is to get a block on those guys from 5 yards or from...
Yeah.
10 yards
away.
You
don't have a lot of big
returns. It's
really
hard to get a block on those guys.
Yep. Ricky said, Ricky was there, Ricky Harmon. He said, we were there. We were five rows behind the girl. It was a Cub that hit the ball.
Oh,
that
man.
Was horrible. He was crying.
Oh, man. I don't even
want to. That was awful.
I didn't want to think about it. It was
awful.
So bad.
Yep.
Well, someone who got hit by a ball yesterday was Zach DeCenzo. He dived for a grounder and hit him in the ear. So he had to be replaced. For talking about things that happened that we didn't get to. Also, we also didn't get to this, and it's a shame because...
Wait a minute. Zach DeCenzo?
He was playing in the ground ball. He tried to make a play and hit him in the ear, and he had to be removed from the game. He was playing first.
So wait a minute. Zach DiCenzo was playing first, and a ground ball hit him in the ear.
Yes.
Don't you think he should have used his glove?
I think that's what he tried to do. He just misplayed the balls. And we all, speaking of misplays of the ball.
Oh, I know. We didn't get to that.
Go ahead.
Now, he made a great play.
And yes.
And then he dropped the ball.
People were like, see?
Yeah.
Who says he can't play the outfield? And then he did what he did.
And then he dropped one.
Yeah.
And that was really, really bad.
I don't know. He's having the time of his life out there. That's what a spotter told us.
Stop already.
Now, how many is that? That's two misplays of balls out there, not including the throwing error, in what, how many games?
That doesn't really matter. Zach DiCenzo can play in the field than Jose Altuve can.
Well, Zach, you just said
he had four errors.
You just said Zach DiCenzo should maybe try to use his glove. Was that Whitcomb or DiCenzo?
Was that Whitcomb?
I think that might have been Whitcomb, I think.
Doesn't matter. Same thing. Same thing.
Frank Caliendo just texted me. He goes, hey, just so you know, it was weird at the beginning. I couldn't really hear you. I could only hear you in the background.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you didn't have your mic on.
His Dell turned my mic off.
Why would I turn your mic off? You turned your mic off because you were worried.
Everyone in the chat knows you turned my mic off.
Yes, I don't care.
I do turn your mic off. With this.
Yes, you do fiddle with it. You turned it off.
You turned it off.
Yeah, I don't know why I do that.
Why do you do it?
Probably all these write-ups I'm doing.
What does your NFL Network job have to do with?
And I just... Just sometimes I just turn it off.
Fidgety, and
the only reason like 10 people texted me.
Why didn't you tell me that?
Tell Lance.
Why didn't you say something?
Well, I didn't see it until I told you.
But you have your earphone in. Couldn't you hear that I wasn't?
Nah, really? Because I hear.
He said he could hear me from the background of your mic.
It was John's mic. Yeah, he could hear you through John's mic.
Yeah.
And Del, you just let it happen.
I wasn't paying attention, to be honest.
No, he was.
Also, all you have to do is push. People don't know.
He doesn't care about this show.
Del can turn off my mic in there.
I didn't know. You turned it off yourself. I could turn it on.
You know that for sure?
Yeah. Yes. We're pretty sure.
We can watch the video, actually, of me rushing over to turn your mic on after, the second time you turned it off for no reason.
I do remember that time. Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think I turned it off at that
yes,
point.
Yes, you did it. Well, stop.
Yes. No, you did it.
I'm not sure why I'm turning my own mic
off. In fact, we have video of you turning it off, just like the kid in Adolescence. I didn't do it. No, we see you. You did it.
It's in the tape.
It's
in the tape.
It's the reveal the reveal at the end of episode one. Lance turned his mic off.
Stephen Graham's going to win an Emmy easily.
Yeah, he's really good.
Like you can put that one away. The dad has won
in what?
All the Adolescence. Awards. His
in
best
what?
Actor.
Adolescence on Netflix. Four best episodes. Actor. Drama.
And that show is going to win a bunch of awards. They already say
that kid might win one.
It's being reviewed. The kid who's never done anything before.
Yeah.
Never acted in anything before. It's all a one shot. Every single episode, it's one camera. One shot the whole time. One take. For 1 hour. One take. That's it.
You sure about that?
100%. 100%. I had to read about it because I realized in the second episode, I'm like, wait a minute. This is like one big, long one shot. And the famous one is the Goodfellas where they go through when he's taking Karen to dinner and they're going through the kitchen that stuff. That's supposedly a really famous one. This lasts an hour. And I don't know where they could edit it. When you watch it, because I kept looking for a spot, you maybe could, it would have to be a seamless edit because you're basically following them the whole time. It would have to be just perfect, but maybe they could have. You could never tell. But the whole episode, the last one where he's got to go get something off of his van, and it's so intense because you can't get away. If somebody's dealing with depression or anger or fear or whatever it is, you can't get away from the scene. They don't do a cutaway. You're stuck with it for 1 hour.
What was this show that we were watching? And it was the kids that killed their parents in California.
Oh, Menendez Brothers.
The Menendez Brothers. Were they
monsters
zoomed,
or something? Like
monsters.
That?
Were they zoomed in? You didn't even realize it. You were getting closer. And closer and closer when he was being interviewed by his lawyer. And it just kept going. It never stopped. And it was one shot. And I think it was one take, one scene.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if they had to redo it or what. Might not have been the first take.
Right.
But it was one take all the way through. And it just kept on zooming in until you were, I don't think it was Eric. It wasn't Eric. It was the other brother. And It was a real tight close-up of him. You didn't even realize during the entire interview that it was moving in. And then all of a sudden, oh, my God, yeah, that camera kept moving in. It was great. It was good camera work.
Yeah. Like, there's a scene, the last scene of the movie, or last scene of the show. It's only five episodes for adolescents. Last scene where this is just – oh, is there four, Del? The last scene where it's just all this is just weighing down on this dad, and he's been trying to – hold it in, and like the whole family just breaks down at the very end. It's a good show. It's no happy endings.
There's no.
I don't know if it's based on a true story, but the guy who is the actor, you'll recognize him. He's been in lots of Guy Ritchie movies.
He was like, in a Snatch, I think.
He was in Snatch. Boardwalk he was in Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels. He was in This is London or This is England, which is a really good movie also. And his name is Stephen Graham. When you see him, you'll be like, oh, yeah, I've seen him on lots of movies. He actually wrote it. Brad Pitt's an executive producer. But this guy starred in it, and he wrote it. And, yeah, it's a...
Oh, I know, yeah.
Yeah, when you see him, Stephen you're like, Graham. Oh, yeah, for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah, he's been...
5 foot five, that's it. I just need to throw that in there.
He's 5'5"?
Yeah.
He's a tank, though.
Well, oh, yeah, he's rocked up now. Oh, he's lifted now. He's hitting chest days.
It's a British show?
Yeah, UK. Yeah.
What happens, the very first episode, the police storm in.
Well, don't give it all away.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Well, you don't realize what you're seeing, but you'll notice it's a one-shot the whole time, and you just follow the police as they bang through the door, and you're following up, and they're looking for this murder.
Why are you talking?
I just said don't give it all away, and he kept going.
Well, yeah, he kept going. He right.
What? Oh, police are breaking into
the
house.
He may not have seen the trailer.
They're looking for somebody.
He may not have seen anything about it. He just gave away.
I mean...
The opening scene.
Honestly, what is wrong with you?
He's bad at this. That's what's wrong with
him. Sometimes I do give stuff away. Like that time where I said Voldemort died on the air at 6:10 because I thought it would be funny if I ruined it.
Funny.
Voldemort died in a book. My wife was reading Harry Potter. It's the only time I've ever seen her cry in 24 years we've been together. Ever. When Voldemort. No, when not Voldemort. When
Dumbledore.
Yeah, Dumbledore died. Not Voldemort. Yeah, I said Dumbledore died. And I said that on 6:10 as a spoiler. Wow. I thought it was just like kind of goofing. Just
you were
funny.
Surprised Harry Potter was a
oh
big thing?
Oh, my God. Were people mad at me? Holy crap.
Wait a minute.
Those Potters.
Voldemort died?
Well, he died, too. At
Dumbledore.
At the very end.
Oh, Dumbledore died.
Yeah, Dumbledore died.
The good wizard died.
No one knows.
And when Dumbledore died and my wife got a little teary-eyed, and I'm like, is that human? Is that sadness in your eyes? I've never seen a human tear. And it almost came down, but not quite.
Oh. She teared up.
She's nothing makes her tear up. Zero. Nothing. Dumbledore dying. And then one time I was kind of an a-hole to her when we were dating one time. And I made her really.
Then girlfriend cry?
Almost. To this day, I feel bad about it. And then she's treated me so roughly over the 24 years that it's just, I feel like it's even.
You're okay with that now?
Yeah, I don't feel bad anymore. Not anymore.
Oh, well, if you want to feel better, hey, if you want you want to take your wife somewhere, you want to take your daughter somewhere, you want to take your son somewhere, it's fine. How about the Chevron Championship? You want to see competition at the highest level? You want to see the first major of the year? You want to see a beautiful golf course? You want to see the best that you can see, because they're all going to be here. All the women, the best players in the world, are all going to be here April 24th through the 27th at the Golf Club at Carlton Woods, the Nicholas Course in the Woodlands. It is beautiful. And the players are great. And the competition is excellent. And you bring, and oh, by the way, great food that you can get into the stands. You can walk the course. You can do it however you want. Great concessions, food, drink, everything, all at the Chevron Championship. It is a huge event, and they want you there. TheChevronChampionship.com. Get your tickets today. TheChevronChampionship.com. You want to see the best of the best? It's right here, April 24th through the 27th, just next month, about a month away, TheChevronChampionship.com.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
All right. So a British gang has been convicted of the theft of a 4.8 million pound gold toilet from an art exhibition in Blenheim Palace.
Oh, gee. We got a $4 million gold toilet. What could possibly happen? I'm sure no one's going to try to steal this. Who's stupid enough to make that?
You know what the name of the toilet was? America. They named the toilet America. Well, it deserved. I wish it was stolen, and then they chopped all the gold off of it, at least, and then sold it off in pieces.
At least it was made of gold.
Yeah, but it was a toilet. I mean, you're okay with this. I think whoever made it should be in prison, not these guys that stole it. And they're trying to just protect us from terrible British people. You're just bad. Luigi Mangione. He claims cops illegally collected his DNA by giving him snacks after his McDonald's arrest. Do you think that he shouldn't have been given snacks?
Pretty clever.
Yep. If you know, they give you a cup. Here.
Yeah, have a drink.
And then they take it, you know. And
thank you. And they immediately put it in a plastic bag. He's like, damn it, I shouldn't have been so hungry. For a guy who had all this planned out, I'm going to get a ghost gun, and I'm going to get a scooter, and I'm going to rent this. And he thought he had it all planned out. Yeah. And he's like falling for simple tricks you'd see on Law & Order.
Right. I mean, he never watched Law & Order in his life.
He's in McDonald's smiling and goofing like,
yeah.
They got TV cameras. They got cameras all over.
Of him riding his bike, shooting, leaving.
You couldn't tell it was him.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, he thought he had it planned out. And then he's like in a McDonald's just goofing and laughing, nothing on his face. He's just drinking right out of a can.
And then,
here, you want a sip of this?
And then they took his DNA.
Yeah, they get.
That's illegal. Should we let him go? Because it was illegal.
Here's a surprise. Because
he got tricked.
I feel like it's still an assassination. I don't know. I mean, hey, you've seen it. It's happened before.
Yeah.
You got to follow protocol.
That's right. You're damn right. You ever watch Law & Order? They let the bad guys out.
You can get out. You can get out on a technicality.
Yeah. And maybe he should. Maybe we should start a campaign. Let Luigi go. One of my peeps. Okay.
I don't know that I'm claiming him.
Okay.
The assassin.
Well. He's Italian, okay?
So nothing he can do is wrong because he's Italian?
I mean, how much did they charge that insurance? How much did the insurance company charge?
And you think Luigi should have took it upon himself to dole out justice?
You think so? Yes.
Sorry, I'm watching a lot of Daredevil right now, and vigilantes, not well thought of in New York. Maybe Luigi should have taken note.
Maybe Luigi should have thought about that.
Yeah, possibly.
Maybe he should have thought about it before.
People are not typically like... I never hear people say, man, I love insurance companies. Especially mine. They are so great.
They're great.
They're so great. They cover everything. They really take care of me.
Speaking of that, Raheel's going after Methodist on Twitter.
Oh, no.
Methodist Hospital?
Yes.
Oh, my.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
I've got nothing but good things to say about him. What happened?
Watch out. He's got tens of followers.
Hey, that's not true. Why are you insulting our boy? That's ugly. He's got more than that. He's very popular on Twitter.
He's got
over 14,500 people following
him. Well, he's got more than me.
Yeah. You want to take back what you said about our
no,
good friend?
No, I don't care.
I know you don't.
I don't give a rat's ass.
He's going after Methodist Hospital for their overcharging practices on Twitter right now.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Well, he may have a point.
Yeah, he's got CityCats, too. I'm sure he'll take them to task there,
He should attack the veterinarians with CityCats.
No, it's not cats.
Where
are you going?
You
Sit
should
down.
Attack people that need jewelry.
Oh, well, let's talk about Zadig Jewelers, then. I'm not going to attack people. I'm going to help people. I'm a helper. I'm not an attacker. I'm a giver, not a taker. And I give information like Zadig Jewelers, Zadig.com, Zadok.com. On the website, they've got examples of, they've got prices, they've got pictures, and intel on necklaces, bracelets, tennis bracelets, watches for men, watches for women. These are luxury watches, diamond engagement rings. But it really doesn't do it justice. You really need to go into 1801 Post Oak Boulevard and see everything for yourself. The experts there will take you through the entire process of, hey, this is what this does. This is what this, you know, what this is. It's made of this gold. And they work with you with whatever your budget is for any occasion. But it is special. When you get a gift from Zadig Jewelers. It is a special occasion. They make everything special. The location is beautiful, 28,000 square feet, and you are going to feel like you're about to hit a home run as soon as you set foot in Zadig Jewelers. Because you are, they will help you. They are can't miss. It's Zadig Jewelers. That's Zadig.com, 1801 Post Oak Boulevard at Zadig Jewelers.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.